Hey gang, over the years, I've realized one of the biggest limitations in business isn't a lack of an idea. It's the manual follow-up, the legacy systems that demand your constant attention. Way back when, I remember the frustration of having to take a morning off just to drive to a physical branch to sign a piece of paper, which felt incredibly outdated in a world of digital-first companies. Banking on Mercury eliminates that frustration entirely. It's a best-in-class software experience that feels intuitive and reliable from day one. You can apply online in minutes and immediately start using smart features like Bill Pay, where you can just scan an invoice and the system handles the rest. You can even set up recurring payments and automated transfers to keep your accounts balanced perfectly. It's a smart, all-in-one home for your finances that scales with you, allowing you to focus on the big picture while the software handles the details. Visit Mercury.com to learn more and apply online in minutes. Mercury is a fintech company, not an FDIC-insured bank. Banking services provided through Choice Financial Group and Column NA, members FDIC. Many of you have grown up in a household where money was a stressful topic, and that may leave you anxious about your own finances as an adult. But your money story may change completely when you start using Monarch. Monarch can give you the clearest picture of your finances by tracking all of your accounts, investments, and savings goals in one place. It's like having a little financial advisor right in your pocket. Monarch provides an AI weekly recap, which flags sudden spending spikes or net worth shifts before they become problems, completely taking the mental load off your plate. Unlike other apps that only show you what you've already spent, Monarch helps you look forward. You can even ask the AI assistant direct questions like, can I afford this vacation without touching my savings? Write your own money story with Monarch. Use code JillOnMoney at Monarch.com to get your first year of Monarch Core half off at just $50. That's 50% off your first year at Monarch.com with code JillOnMoney. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, August 5th, and we are here trying to help you make better, and sometimes it's just less bad, financial decisions. If you have a question, anything that's going on, we want you to get in touch with us. All you need to do is go to our website, JillOnMoney.com, JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note, and if you would like to join us on the air live, you check the box. There's an audio box. There's a video box. The video is for our other program called Money Moves. That's where we have our YouTube show. And by the way, you can subscribe to that on YouTube, or you can just do it through our website. But Money Moves has a video component, and it's geared a little bit more towards people starting out. So we like to say, people who are under the age of 45 or 50, and we'll get you on the air with us either on that show or on this show. Whatever it is, we'd love to chat with you. JillOnMoney.com, contact us. And of course, don't forget to check out all the other content that lives there. We have a newsletter and we have a blog and we have resources. I have books. All that stuff lives on our website. Today, we are talking to Kim, who joins us from New York. Hello, Kim. What can we do for you?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Mark. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Sure.
Well, I just kind of want to touch base. I am retired from public safety, as is my wife. However, retirement's not her thing, and she's going back to work. So I guess I just want to get your opinions on what would be a good path going forward for her future retirement investments.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that whole togetherness thing in retirement kind of was a very quick event and she's like, I'm out of here. I'm going back to work. What happened? Give us the real deal.
Well, she enjoys the social aspect of working.
Okay.
Whereas I'm much more of an introvert. I had enough of that and I could get, my social interactions from my activities. I don't need to spend 40, 45 hours a week working and then a 3-hour commute.
I love that. I love this. I think that it's actually really smart because it's good to say, hey, we all need something different in that next phase. And this, I was just talking to somebody about this recently where we were talking about like having, what's your off ramp? Like, where are you going? You can't go 100 miles an hour and then just dead stop. And for a lot of people, they do like something or they've contemplated this and they've figured out how to fill their time. And the social aspect is huge. So because you were both in public safety, do each of you have a pension?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So first of all, how old are you, Kim?
I am going to be 51 in a week. So we'll just round up and say I'm 51 and okay. She's 49.
Okay. And what are the pension amounts?
All right. Hers is $8,600 a month.
Oh my gosh.
Mine is $8,000 a month.
Uh-huh. This also comes with lifetime or until Medicare health insurance?
Yes, it does.
Great. For you guys, on $16,600 a month gross, I know it's gross, mm-hmm. is that enough to support you? Or is
that's
that net?
That's net. That's after tax.
Okay. So is this enough for you guys? $16,600 yes. a month? You, no sweat. Are you net savers?
Yes.
Amazing. Do you have kids?
No kids.
Oh, you're just living large. This is great. Fantastic. Okay.
We've always lived within our means.
That's great. I mean, amazing to do that. You live in New York, so that's a high cost of living area. You own your home?
Yes.
And tell me what the house is worth, approximately.
According to Zillow, it is $725,000.
Okay. And is there a mortgage remaining?
No mortgage remaining.
Okay. Any other real estate, rental or vacation, anything like that?
No.
Any desire for that?
That'd be nice, but I don't know if we would ever bite the bullet and buy a second property.
Yeah, it's like more to take care of, right?
Exactly.
I kind of get how you roll, Kim. So she's going to go back to work. What will she yes. earn? How much do you think?
It is going, well, we have the offer letter and it's $140,000 base.
Okay.
And there is a yearly bonus of about $12,000 tacked on to that.
Oh my God. This comes with all the benefits but does she not need the benefits? Like in terms of she will not need their health care because she has her own, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So she'll have a retirement contribution available for her, a plan that's available?
Yeah, they offer a 401k. They offer a Roth version of that as well. And mm-hmm. if she puts in 8%, the company will match it 6%.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So 8% is 6% match. Got it. Okay. Now yes. you've got other money that you guys have saved. I mean, you really don't even need a yes. lot of money because you can live on your pensions. And those pensions are cost of living adjusted, right?
They are, but it's a really small amount. It goes up, you know, a little bit every year. It's not going to meet the inflation level, in my opinion.
Okay, no problem. And then, so what, tell us about this, the money you guys have saved in addition to that okay. pension.
Okay, I have a rollover IRA of $459,000.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 457 of $784,000.
Okay.
401k, $48,000. And that is all traditional.
Mm. We got to get this money out. Okay.
Yeah, and then I have a brokerage account of $247,000. I have a union-sponsored annuity, which is $63,000. And for her retirement savings, extra investment, she has a 457 traditional, which is $576,000. She has a brokerage of $224,000.
Mm-hmm.
And her annuity is $51,000.
I mean, you got piles of money. So what are we going to do with all this money? Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are around all of this money that you have accumulated. Like you live within your means. You're amazing. You're young. But I mean, you could live you could live 40 years. But honestly, you're never going to run out of money. So what is it that you would like to do with this money? Do you want to give it away? Do you want to just spend more money? Like what do you say you spend less than 16.6? What is your spend right now?
Our spend right now is around $9,000. Month.
So even if I said, oh, go take more vacations, we're only going to get you to like 12 grand.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Do you have to take care of anybody?
Well, that's another issue. Right now, we don't have to take care of anybody, but I did want to ask you, my father-in-law does have dementia, and we just went through the process of moving him into assisted living. It's out of state. It's not in this state. It's in a much cheaper cost of living state. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing because right now his level of care is only about $5,500 mm-hmm. a month. Whereas if he was in the Northeast, it'd be around probably 13 grand to start off with. So we just sold his house. We did want to get your and Mark's opinion on what to do with the proceeds to kind of maybe stretch that and make it go a little bit further.
How much did you sell the house for?
Well, the house was sold for $525, but after all the fees and what paying off the mortgage, it will bring $391. That's the net proceeds.
Okay, 391, and he gets Social Security right now?
Yes, he does.
And no pension though, just Social Security?
No, just Social Security.
What's
His
his?
income between investments and Social Security is $4,400 a month.
Okay, so for now, and when you say investments, what does he have invested?
They had these weird random annuities that really don't have any sort of cash value. If we cash them out now, it would be next to nothing. It's more beneficial that we stretch it out over, the 5 to 10 years that he might need it. So that's what we're doing. So those annuities, there's four or five different ones, and they will pay about $2,000 a month, and the rest is his Social Security.
Okay, so that's fine. That's just creating the income. And how old is father-in-law?
He's 75.
Oh my God, he's young. Poor thing.
Yeah, but he's
Sorry.
had vascular dementia for a while, and the life expectancy is not that long with it.
I'm sorry. That stinks.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. And Mark, you can come on the air and give your view of this. 390 grand is really all the money he has. Obviously, these annuities are going to, pop in, but you got the income. You're running shy by, $1,100 a month. But, if you think about it, we probably shouldn't do much with this 390. You should keep, let's say, the next year of that differential, right? Between, you probably should keep 50 grand in just like a high yield savings account. And then I might just ladder some CDs. Mark, do you have a different view on the 390?
No, I wouldn't do anything with it. And given what I just heard about it, about his condition and the long-term outlook and just how fluid everything is, no, keep the money as safe as possible.
Safe and boring, just ladder up some CDs, depositaccounts.com or bankrate.com. You'll find good rates or, and is your wife the only child, or is your wife the only child of means? Like, is this falling to you guys alone, or are there other people involved?
Well, she's the power of attorney. There are other people involved. I don't think anybody else would be ever in a position to assist him financially,
Okay.
should it come to that.
I don't think that he's going to run out of money. It doesn't sound like that. He's not, it's
No.
not that much in excess of, in other words,
Right.
like you said, if he were 13, 14, 15 grand a month, then we'd, blow through this in a couple of years. But
Right.
it does not sound like that's going to happen. If it were to happen and you did need to help him out, you guys have plenty of money to help him out. But I think for now, laddered CDs, I don't even go, I mean, what do you think his life expectancy is for real?
I would say probably no more than another 5 years.
Do not go longer than a 5-year term on a CD and ladder them up and just go, 6 months, 1 year, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and divvy up the
Okay.
money. Very boring.
Okay.
Very boring.
Okay.
Now, I want to turn back to you guys. You're awash in cash. You got so much money. How do you feel about burning up some of your brokerage account money by converting some of your assets? Just to start, I mean, right now it seems to me that if you do nothing, you're going to have a comp, you're going to have a huge pro, not a huge, it's a good problem to have. But
Right.
if we think about 10 years from now, this money is going to just keep increasing, and then 10 years after that, it's going to keep increasing. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to at least start thinking about getting some of the money and converting it. It doesn't,
Okay.
again, it does not have to be everything at once. You guys are going to be in a high tax bracket for a while because
Right.
you've got those huge pensions, right? So
Right.
there's no way really around it. And since your wife's gone back to work, you're, let's see, you're going to be in the 16, so you're probably going to be in the 32% bracket, okay?
Yeah.
So the top of the 32% bracket's a half a million, like 512,000, okay? So maybe I would just start at least converting up to that amount. How are you feeling about like using some of, I mean, I guess the other thing you could do is you could, start being more charitable. Do you have nieces and nephews? Do you need to help anyone else out? Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, we do have nieces and nephews, and anything that's left, they will get. We are charitable. So I do think that later on in life, we'll definitely give more than we do now. You know, I'm always very cautious. Okay. So I'd hate to give it all away now. And not that I would give all of it away, but to, you know, part with it and then need it later down the road. You know?
Okay. Fair enough.
But back to the 32% bracket, if she's only going to work for like another 5 to 10 years, would it behoove us to hold off on the conversions, or we should really start doing that now?
I don't know. I mean, it's so hard because the dollars are so big in these accounts already, right? So I just did, like, you know, quick math. You have almost $2 million that hasn't been taxed yet. Yeah. So if you said to me, she's going back for 2 years, that's it. Okay. Maybe I would not. You know what I mean? But because if you say 10 years, I don't know, man. Like this money's going to grow, probably going to double every 7 years or so, you know, statistically. So I think at least a little bit. And as soon as she pulls back, then really getting some of this money converted will be helpful. Now, of course, so if you are charitable, things to think about, you don't have to do it right now. So at any time, you could use your brokerage account money and fund something called a donor-advised fund, a DAF. A donor-advised fund allows you to take a low-cost basis asset. So I presume in these two different brokerage accounts, you know, the 247 or the 224, that you have some money that's been invested for a while and there's a big capital gains. What you can do is you can take something, I'm just going to make it up. Let's say you had an S&P 500 fund. You could gift it into a donor advised fund. You'd get the tax deduction for the full amount that goes into the fund this year while you guys are both, where you're in a high tax bracket. But you don't have to give it away immediately. It kind of, I think, solves your problem of like, I'll give you an example. I could put 50 grand in there right now, but I don't have to give it away all at once. I take the tax deduction this year because we're in a high tax bracket, right? And I can take that all this year. And then I could spread out my giving in the future. So that's something. Where do you guys keep your brokerage accounts?
We're at Charles Schwab. We use a robo-advisor platform.
Okay, so Schwab has a DAF Giving 360. I know that's like a mouthful, but they were on our show. But they have a and they spun it out as a separate entity. So DAF Giving 360. You can check it out. They have the donor advisor, and you can set it up right through them. And so if you wanted to do that, you could do that. Another thing you could think about is like, you could take these annuities, which there's a way to basically make that a charitable contribution where you're saying, okay, I'm going to give my annuity away. I can give it away at my death. I can give it away during my life. But that's also a nice asset to give away. And then when you're 70 and a half, presuming, I mean, this is so long for you guys, 20 years from now, but, you know, there's something called a qualified charitable distribution that allows you to take money out, like, you know, 110 grand or so out of your retirement account, directly sending it to a charity. So these are all great ways to give your money away. You're so young. I totally get it. But I think for her, I would, even though it seems like small potatoes right now, have her do her 8% into a Roth and get the 6% match. Don't look back. Make sure you have all of your, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed. Your estate planning is done.
It is.
Great. And then just keep your, keep the father-in-law's money in very low risk, right? High yield savings, CDs, nothing more. And don't let anyone convince you to do anything else with it.
Okay.
Good.
Great.
I think you're ready to go. I'm very excited for both of you. I'm sure you've earned this money, but wow, it's a great story. And I wish your wife the best of luck. Mark, when you retire in 2 years at age 49, will you go back to work?
Yeah, I'll be right alongside you.
Okay, great. We're going together, hand in hand, stepping into the abyss. Kim, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. Hey, I'd love to hear these stories about people going back into the workforce. You know, when we talked to Teresa Ghilarducci, who's a labor economist, she talked a lot about how there are some people who are working longer or going back into the labor force because they have to. These are really interesting conversations because I feel like the Jill on Money crowd is sort of like, well, I'm going back in because I want to. I'd love to hear more stories. What are you doing? How did you find that next thing? What was that next endeavor? Did it kind of pop up? Did you work hard to figure it out what it would be? Get in touch with us. I want to hear about those stories. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note. And if you want to come on the air with us and chat about it, love to have you. Check the box. Mark will do everything else. Hey, don't forget, we've got our subscription service. It's called Jill on Money Live. That's where you have access to quarterly live webinars, the back catalog of those webinars, bonus audio and video content. It's all for just $45 for the next 12 months. You can always purchase a single webinar for $15. We just had a webinar a couple months ago with a Social Security expert, Heather Schreiber. She was incredible. So if you want to just buy that one webinar, feel free to do so. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. You know, you can also subscribe to our sister program. It's called Money Moves. And you can also just subscribe to that wherever you get your podcast or go to YouTube and check it out and see how handsome Mark is. Okay, put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. When a child faces a serious medical challenge, a children's hospital quickly becomes a family's entire world. Whether they're helping a child recover from a sudden injury or helping them manage a long-term condition, these hospitals provide an irreplaceable community resource. Children's Miracle Network is dedicated to supporting this specialized care by securing the crucial funds these medical centers depend on daily. Children's Miracle Network is a leading charity impacting the health of all kids. They raise funds for 170 children's hospitals across the United States and Canada, protecting healthcare access for millions of families. Their fundraising network brings together corporate partners, local grassroots programs, and everyday donors like you and me. Your donation directly empowers your hometown hospital to use those resources exactly where they are needed most. Wherever you see the Children's Miracle Network balloon, you're helping a local child receive care. Visit cmn.org today to learn more and make a donation to your local children's hospital.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.